Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio. I'm joined by Tara S., Daniel Roll, Miami Sugarman, pop culture mini-sode. Did I already say that? Yeah, I think I did.
No, I don't. You can say it twice.
I can say it twice.
Your show.
Season 3, episode 6, Take the Devil at Eggs, pop culture. Tara, take it away.
Yeah, make it a good one, Tara.
All right. This one was a fun episode, and it had some great pop culture moments. So they start at the very beginning when Lorelai's trying to unsubscribe from her catalogs and stuff like that. And she says, I once told the store that my name was Squeegee Beckenheim, just to see how many catalogs they'd sell my name to. And apparently my name is to catalog companies what Brooke Shields Pictures is to Chinese restaurant.
I didn't get that at all.
Because every time Brooke Shields went to a Chinese restaurant in New York or LA, they put her picture up.
Is that true?
Yeah. You go to the laundromat in LA and you're like, where's my picture? Do you want my picture? Who are you? I want Gilmore Girls. No, I don't want it. You see Brooke Shields. She's always there.
I've heard that.
It's Brooke Shields.
Pizza shop in
Sly
New York.
Stallone. Who else? Ray Liotta. You see those guys in every pizza joint and every laundromat and every Chinese restaurant.
The tailor. You know, like not Taylor Dosey, but the tailor, like the alterations person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every celebrity is on the wall of the one in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
So Brooke Shields is an actress Chinese and model. Food. Brooke Shields is an actress and model, and at age 16, she already appeared on the cover of every major fashion magazine, including Cosmopolitan, Elle, Harper's Bazaar, and more. This was a fun fact that I found. Brooke co-starred on Friends in 1996.
Of course, she was crazy about Joey's character on Days of Our Lives.
Right, but her boyfriend at the time, who was tennis pro Andre Agassi, stormed off set after.
Excuse me,
Agassi.
Agassi, dude. Agassi.
My bad. Agassi.
Not a legend or anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say he stormed off after he saw her kissing Matt's character.
Stop.
Joey.
Oh,
yeah. This is a TV show.
Yeah. That is some juice.
I love her TikTok too. If you want to follow Brooke Shields on TikTok, she was making guacamole the other day, I think.
Oh, because she makes some deviled eggs for us.
Seriously, yeah. I should give her a ring if only I knew her.
All right, let's move to the next one at the town hall meeting. Lorelai says, but he's our Boo Radley, and we don't have a Boo Radley unless you count the troubadour or the Pete Pizza guy or the guy who talks to mailboxes. Boo Radley is a character from Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, and he was a neighbor who lives in the same street as the Flinch family. Boo's defining characteristic is his literal and symbolic invisibility. A reclusive who only comes out at night, Boo becomes receptible for the town's fears and
superstitions. What book again?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, God, I haven't read it in so many years.
Boo Radley was my first nightmare.
Really?
When I was a kid, yeah. Because To Kill a Mockingbird was on every year. And that that character just freaked me out. God.
I can't remember one thing about it. Oh, it's like
standing there
like
in the courtroom.
It's like I never read it.
Oh, God, God.
It's like nothing. Nothing is coming to my brain. Oh. Nothing. Wow. Continue, Tara.
All right. So this is Luke describing Luke when talking to the town loner. Lorelai says, does he also make cheeseburgers and secretly harbor a desire to wear a backwards baseball cap?
That's
Luke
so
says,
funny.
What? And Lorelai sings, they're cousins, identical cousins.
That was so good.
So she sings a song as she's comparing the town loner to Luke. And the song is the theme song of The Patty Duke Show, which was a sitcom on ABC from 1963 to 1966.
Can you name Patty Duke's two very famous children?
Sean Astin.
And?
Don't know the other one.
Mackenzie Astin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sean Astin's a cool dude. I did a convention with him.
Yeah, from Lord of the Rings. And Mackenzie Astin did a lot of work.
I did a convention with him. He's a really funny guy.
He's so nice, right?
He's a really nice, approachable guy. Yeah,
yeah, like a regular dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Sorry, tell us more about Patty Duke.
Oh, well, the show was about two pretty identical cousins trying to navigate high school and family.
Both played by Patty Duke? It's before my time.
I don't know.
I think they were. I'm assuming they were. She was got famous for playing Helen Keller, right? Am I right?
Patty Duke?
Yeah. And then Anne Bancroft was the teacher? Am I making that up?
I think you're right.
I'm going to look it
up.
Is
that Patty Duke? Played Helen Keller?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was Patty Duke's like first role.
And Bancroft.
And it's an amazing, but I might be wrong. Let me check this. Let me check
this. Graduate. And
I might be messing up the Anne Bancroft part. I think that's where I'm getting it wrong. I definitely got the Patty Duke part right in The Miracle Worker. I did. I think I messed up. Let me think. Nope. Oh my God.
You got it.
I got it right.
You scored.
I totally nailed it.
Nice.
Wow. Amazing movie.
I'm going to get you a prize right away. Amy a prize. Ship it out right now.
I think Tara should Venmo me back the $5.
Yeah, I'll send you back the $5 from last week.
I did Venmo.
We'll send it back.
Scott, do you have Venmo? Because we can just start a whole game of Venmoing all
around.
We're just
going to be passing
circle.
The same $5 around to each other.
You play amongst yourselves. That's fine. I'll keep score. How's that?
Keep going, Tara.
All right, so this one went way over my head while watching it, but when they're talking about the car and if he has insurance, Luke says, insurance, just goes, I'm in good hands, which is the Allstate Auto slogan.
So that was so good.
Literally over my head. Like I didn't catch that either.
Really? Really?
No.
Oh, you youngins.
I know.
That was so genius.
That was a good one.
That is good.
Beyond.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So let's move to the rabbi and the reverend. The rabbi says, "We answer to a higher authority, right, like the hot dog."
Right.
Reverend says, "I laugh every time you say that, Rabbi. I know. Funny is funny.
I didn't get that.
We answer to a
it
higher
was the
authority.
Slogan for the Hebrew National hot dog. We answer to a higher authority. Because they're kosher.
The slogan dates back to 1965. For its brand of kosher certified hot dogs and processed meats, which portrays the products as being of higher quality than other similar products.
It's true. I have to pay $250 a year for a kosher certificate for my coffee.
Also interesting. It's interesting
because I answer to a higher authority. Yeah.
It's also interesting that that came right back to me, and so did You're in Good Hands, but I read the entire book of To Kill a Mockingbird, and I have nothing in my brain.
Wow.
We all had to read that book.
That's too many mojitos. That's too many mojitos in Mill Valley wiped out the memories.
Mill Valley, shout out again to Mill
Valley. There you
Valley.
Go, there you go. They're making some mean drinks up there that are wiping out literature from your brain.
God, I can't wait to alert all my Mill Valley friends to this episode. And the earlier this week, we're giving Mill Valley a lot of pub.
You know what I got to tell you? That area produced the greatest rock band, American rock band.
Huey Lewis in the News?
No. What? Oh. Huey Lewis in the News? Have another mojito.
They're
Grateful Dead, for God's sake.
Oh, pardon me. Because album covers for Huey Lewis and the News, the biggest album they did, was shot at the high school in Mill Valley.
Huey Lewis, the Grateful Dead.
First of all,
listen,
exactly,
Huey Lewis
Daniel.
Has some great songs. There's no doubt about it. But we're talking
Him
about the
square?
Dead. We're talking about the Grateful Dead.
I understand, but I think if you had to ask me, do I want to go to a Huey Lewis concert or Grateful Dead concert? I'm heading straight to Huey.
Oh no, you got to go to the Dead. You got to go to Bob Weir.
No. Oh. I mean, I love John Mayer, who's in the Grateful Dead now, but yeah.
John Mayer does play with him. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm going to Huey. I love Huey.
Do you know how the Grateful Dead started? Remember Ken Kesey driving around that bus and they were all doing acid and having orgies in the back of that bus?
No.
They played those buses. That's how they started. Bob Weir and Jerry Garcia were playing those buses.
I just love Huey Lewis. I used to have like a crush on Huey.
Listen, Danielle and I are going to go to Grateful.
Tara, can you name one Huey Lewis in the News song?
No.
What?
Wait a minute.
Power of Love. Da-na, I want a new drug. Power of Love. Hip to be square.
Hip to be
square. Like, I can just go on and on.
I've been doing it all
for my baby. Huey. I love him.
The Dead were the most organic growth band ever.
Yeah, I know they're awesome, but I'm not into it. Sorry.
Oh, God. Beyond.
Beyond.
That's our favorite phrase. Beyond. I actually sent an email to Danielle last night that said beyond.
She sends them regularly.
Because I'm hanging out with Mill Valley people. Because they know what's up.
Shout out to Mill Valley. If you're ever there, the Super Duper Burger is so good. And it has a drive-thru.
Let me tell you something. You know, Bob Weir.
And High Roadhouse, let me see.
Bob Weir is going to be playing in a stadium. And Bob Weir and Huey Lewis are going to be playing in San Francisco. It's going to be a packed stadium for Bob Weir, and then Amy is going to be the only one at Huey Lewis. That's what's going to look like.
I will 100% be at Huey Lewis. Also, if you're ever in Mill Valley and you head to the Buckeye Roadhouse, get the s'more pie. It's so good. So good.
That sounds great. I'm down for a s'more pie.
One of these days, we all need to have like a get together in Mill Valley.
And we'll take it.
Can you imagine?
We'll get a contact high when we go to the Dead concert. We won't have to take our own. It'll be in the air. There'll be clouds of it.
Like putting papers on trees, like, hey, meet the cast of I Am All In podcast at the Buckeye Road. Join us for mojitos
and deviled eggs.
You know what? We should just move to Mill Valley. Let's just
First
get
of
up
all,
there.
None of us can afford it, unfortunately.
I understand. Are they still protesting the Vietnam War up there on the radio?
No, but it's a very liberal place.
It's still very hippie.
And very expensive. Dippy. Like, yeah. I mean, we'd have to pool our resources if we're going to live there.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah, Scott's got Gilmore money. The rest of us are just trying to live off this podcast.
When I was doing that movie, I was driving into Mill Valley every day, and then the radio stations would change when I was on the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was all this Mill Valley stuff, and they're still talking about Nixon.
Okay, fun fact.
Yeah.
Do you want to know who was on the radio a few years earlier on Star 101.3, but it was called K101 at the time in the Bay Area, San Francisco?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, wow.
That is how I got my start with Ryan Seacrest.
God, I love Northern California.
Not Mill Valley, but
I love Northern California.
Kind of. Sausalito. That's
just trying to buy my cup of noodles, guys.
Jeez. No one's listening anymore. They've all given up.
I have so many great memories of Northern California. Wow.
For anyone not living in Mill Valley, let's continue.
Huh?
The people who are still listening.
Ladies and gentlemen of Mill Valley, if you're renting a room in your house, please contact info@iamallinpodcast.com/AmySugarman.
It's a great town.
How many houses do you have up there now, Amy?
Just the one. I just have one. No, I have two.
Two. Two houses.
They're small.
Tara. Alrighty, let's keep moving.
You're in good hands.
This is Jess and Lane.
Driving that train.
So Jess says, I'm trying to drive off. Rory says, then go. And Jess goes, geez, how Andy Griffith is this town that people get so excited by a car?
So true. The whole town freaked out.
Because it looks like a piece. It looks like junk. I mean, what is it doing there? That's why.
He crashed Rory's car, and now he has one. It's just
Dean's car looked good. It was had a nice paint job. It was, you know, what was it? A little Corvair.
Yeah, Dean did a better job.
He did.
Can anyone whistle the theme song to the Andy Griffith Show?
I can't can't wait for you guys to see when we post this on social media. Scott's whistling face, Amy's dancing groove, and Tara trying to whistle too. I hope you all enjoy this.
You can't whistle and laugh. Go ahead, Tara.
Oh, well, that was the second, another mention of Andy Griffith earlier in Gilmore Girls. It was in season 2, episode 18, Back in the Saddle, when Lorelai called her dad.
I'm back in.
No, oh,
my God.
No.
You just opened up a can of worms. Why do we always sing on this pop culture episode?
I'm back in the saddle again. I just love the Andy Griffith show because it's a young Ron Howard. Yeah.
And with that, we'll move into another music pop culture moment.
The CD
collection at Sherry's house.
Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight.
Yeah, I would be looking for my Wang Chung or Billy Joel and would have to give up. See, now everything is at your fingertips. Wang Chung, Wang Chung. So Wang Chung.
I definitely would go to a Billy Joel concert over a Wang Chung concert. No doubt. I love Billy Joel. Scott, you must love Billy Joel.
I listen to a lot of Billy Joel. He's a very talented singer-songwriter.
Tara, can you name one Billy Joel song?
Piano Man.
I was gonna say Uptown Girl. If you tell me,
Uptown Girl.
Can you name who Billy Joel was married to, like one of his first wives? Oh, come on.
She's an Uptown Girl.
The Uptown Girl.
Christy Brinkley?
Yes, Danielle. Christy Brinkley.
I did Google it.
I was going to say, it took her a second.
Yeah. Christy Brinkley.
Like, which of his four wives was the Uptown Girl? Christy Brinkley
lives in the Hamptons, and she's still a stone fox.
Yeah, she looks beyond.
Right.
Beyond.
Like, beyond.
Like, she's got some sort of TikTok thing going of some product, and I literally am going to double click and purchase it stat, because whatever she's doing, we all should be doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next we have when Sherry's asking Lorelai how she learned to be a mom if she didn't read books. And Lorelai says, no, for keep's sake. Molly Ringwald, Rachel Pantikov.
Not for keep's sake, for keeps.
For keeps. Sorry, I added the sake.
I know. I don't know why.
I was just getting really excited to read the rest. For keeps.
It was a weird but okay movie.
She says when she went to prom fat. I found it really inspirational.
Molly Ringwald. None of you have seen that movie. It wasn't great, but we all saw it because it was in the Molly Ringwald era.
Right, like when she did all the
So you're like Club, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. I got to see this one. And then it was kind of like a dud.
But Randall Batenkoff was in School Ties.
He was the main dude in For Keeps, right?
But he was in School. Wasn't he in School Ties?
He was in a lot of things.
With Matt Damon and Brendan Fraser.
Yep.
That was Randall Batenkoff.
Yeah. Yep, correct.
He's the one who went to the school, the head of the school, and said that Matt Damon was not lying.
Yeah, I never saw that movie, but I did see For Keeps. Twice.
You never saw School Ties?
No.
Oh, I know. That's a good film.
But I saw For Keeps. You got any fun facts about For Keeps?
It was after Darcy gets pregnant as a teenager, she must... Okay, that's what it's about. Never mind. When the script was finished, producer Jerry Belson sent it to Molly Ringwald. Belson said, who else would want to play a teenager in your film? It debuted a theatrical feature film of actor-comedian Pauly Shore.
Yes. Hmm. It's not a great movie. I'm not going to lie. It's, if you are wanting a Molly Ringwald film, just go for 16 Candles.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So we're still at the baby shower and Lorelai says
face.
Lorelai says, not quite a half hour before having Rory, I was eating a pepper sandwich and watching TV. I almost named you Quincy. Rory says, thanks for refraining.
Was that from Quincy Jones?
No, it's from Jack Klugman.
That's Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones is a music producer.
Oh, Quincy.
Like the biggest music producer of all time.
I literally said Quincy Jones, M.D.
Quincy Jones,
Quincy
M.D.
M.E.
Mill Valley Mojitos and Grateful Dead.
It was Quincy, M.D., but what was the...
It was a mystery medical drama television series that aired on NBC from 1976 to 1983. Jack Klugman starred as Quincy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I literally almost had it right. But
Quincy's first name was never revealed during the show.
Right. Oh, God, I messed that up so bad.
Quincy Jones, Jack Klugman. You're very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
I knew what I was talking about. I just blurred it with
how many prolific music.
Do you have any idea what a giant Quincy Jones is?
Yeah, I know. Jones. I do.
I mean, just and I totally an absolute.
Rashida's dad is Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Rashida Jones' dad.
Yeah. With Peggy Lipton.
Yes.
From the Mod Squad.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen Quincy M.D. Was it Quincy M.D. or was it just
M.E.?
M.E.?
Was that wrong?
Medical
that's
examiner.
Not right.
Medical examiner.
Right, yeah, but that's right? Like CSI. What? Quincy
yeah,
M.E.?
Yeah, M.E. is correct.
M.E. God. Is medical examiner, right?
I need to go back to 70s television
Quincy,
school.
Quincy Jones is. He's the guy. He's the guy.
I know. I agree.
We are the
He's
world.
No Huey Lewis,
he produced but. Michael Jackson. He did Thriller.
I know. I got it wrong. I admit it. I totally. I'll pay
Amy won't get this next one wrong.
No, she referenced it in our recap episode.
Give it to me.
They're identical. Two syllables. Repeating confidence. Gigi,
classic.
Oprah, Uma.
Do you know who did it? It was David Letterman.
Letterman.
And he was like, it was a funny moment. He was hosting the Oscars. And he was like, Uma, Oprah, like introducing them. And then everyone like, but do they say panned his performance hosting? But I thought it was great. Uma, Oprah. They didn't like him as a host, but I did. I don't know. Critics.
But he, you know, he looks down his nose at everybody. You know what I mean? That you don't need that kind of a person for the Oscars. It's good for a small talk show like he was doing.
Right.
That formula worked. But when you got to be out there and be funny and entertaining in a little more positive light and a little more fun, tongue in cheeky thing. He was just too, he's dark.
I love Letterman.
I know I do too, but he was wrong for that. He was wrong for that gig.
Who's your favorite Oscar host?
God. I don't know. I thought Billy Crystal always did a good job.
Yeah. I liked, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman? No, you have to have a comedian.
No, Hugh Jackman hosted the Oscars and did like a pretty epic song and dance. But if I'm going comedian, did Kimmel do it? I like Kimmel.
Look, it's the most boring ceremony in the universe.
It really
you need
is.
To
it
have
is,
somebody really making mocking it in the right
Ellen
way.
Ellen was great with the pizza.
Ellen was great.
And the famous selfie.
Yeah.
Yes. Agree. Moving on.
This All right, let's move to the next
very
one.
Very long pop culture.
I know, we'll
wrap it up. Maybe we'll do this as the last one.
Wait, let's go.
Disagree.
You think it's good or bad?
What?
Oh, you disagree on the Oscar host that this is a very long
You guys are zany. You like your bunch of zany. It's a whole big bowl of zany.
I love the word zany. It's a town where time stopped. Wait, what is it again? From last episode?
Did Martin Short ever host the Oscars? Martin
With
Short?
Steve Martin.
That, I think okay, so. So there you
I
go.
Might be making that up.
That's
actually.
Money. That's money have right there.
I might be making that up. They're You're, besties.
You have to have powerhouse comedians that can make you laugh out loud.
I think they did. I don't know. I'm making that up. I'm not sure.
All right, so let's move to the next one. We'll wrap it up soon. But this is after Luke finds out Jess works at Walmart. And Luke says, you're like the all-American boy. Call me Dirk Squarejaw. Did anyone get this? Because I did.
No, I'm not getting it.
No.
Dirk Squarejaw is from Mystery Science Theater 3000, which ran from 1988 to 1999. It's a show where the characters are forced to watch B-grade movies on the satellite of love with the help of his robot friend, Cambot Gypsy.
I barely know the show. Did
yeah,
you
I
watch
know.
It ever, Scott?
Mr. No, Science I was probably Theater? In half of those films, though.
Oh, God. Dirk is from season 2, episode 1, where they watch the film Rocket Ship XM, which was released in 1950. Dirk is said to be a really cool person. Someone so cool, everyone wants to be him and gets all the girls.
Let's go to Haight-Ashbury. Let's do San Francisco. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do San Francisco. Let's do Haight-Ashbury. Let's do, come on. Driving that train. Go ahead.
So this is where Taylor says, well, you can hang out in Haight-Ashbury and drink as much electric Kool-Aid as you want, Bennett, but I'm preparing for the worst.
Okay, that's my favorite line. That's, sorry, I'm going to amend. That's what, that made me fall off the couch. Love that. You can drink as much electric Kool-Aid as you want. Because man, did they ever back then. Go ahead.
I just don't even know.
What?
You get. No, I don't know. I don't even know what electric Kool-Aid means.
It was Timothy Leary spiking everybody's drinks with acid.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Owsley's acid, right?
Oh, good Lord.
What did he say? What was Timothy Leary's line? He said, drop out. Tune in and drop acid or whatever. I don't know. Everybody was freaked out of their minds.
I don't even know who Timothy Leary is.
Timothy Leary?
No idea.
Oh, wow. You live in Mill Valley. You don't know who Timothy Leary is?
I don't actually live in Mill Valley. I live near Mill Valley. Go ahead, Tara.
Well, to wrap it up, Taylor was referring to the Summer of Love. And Haight-Ashbury is a district in San Francisco, California, named for the intersection of Hay. Is it Haight?
How do you pronounce it? Just
Haight and Ashbury.
Haight. Yeah, it's a street. Haight and an Ashbury.
Really good vintage stores there. Oh. And there's a Ben and Jerry's there. Mm-hmm. Random fun fact.
It's not near the Four Seasons where Scott gets his mojito.
Yeah.
That's so different.
What a way to
wrap
it
up. Don't go to that
Back
area to get mojitos. You go driving that train. That's where you take your water bomb. Like you get a backpack full of water bongs and you go over onto the Haight.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Well, we brought it back to San Francisco. So.
We sure did. We sure did.
And there are more? Oh. There are more young people, 100,000 outsiders, activists, 67, Brooklyn. I don't know. What a great time. Like to be, that was a great time to be alive.
Hmm? That was a great time to be
alive. We're going off the rails here.
Oh, God.
It's pop culture. Like, it's pop
my
culture.
My face and my stomach hurt from laughing. Oh, my God.
It wasn't from the deviled eggs.
With the money, though.
Yeah. The combination.
I can still smell them.
Oh, God. All right, guys, that's it. A lot of fun. Keep driving that train to Mill Valley. Okay. Hey, meet me at the Four Seasons for a mojito, and then we'll head over with our bongs to the Hate. Okay, man. We'll keep driving that train. High on something.
Oh, God.
Bye bye. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.